It is 98.3 The Edge, the local show brought to you by The Grove in Glasgow and by Kentucky Music Company here in Bowling Green. That was Chelsea Nolan and Rock Bottom from the self-titled EP. You can find out there on all the digital sources. And that, and she is at The Grove on Saturday along with Leslie Downs. We welcome in from the parking lot of her mama's flower shop in Stanton, Kentucky, on a Wednesday night at 10 after 9. How late does your mama stay there making flowers?
Like 4:30.
What?
she's long gone. I'm just loafing.
Yeah, so Chelsea was telling me that her husband is at home making cabinets, and it was going to be a lot of racket, so she decided to go somewhere quiet, and I'm like, I would have been fine with the, the racket in the background, but that's all right. But Rock Bottom, I love that song because the band sort of lets out a big whoop and a holler at the end of it there like they were having a big time. Tell us about that song.
It disconnected again.
That's okay.
Okay, I heard Rock Bottom. I love that song.
Yeah. So what I said was, tell us about that song. And so just take off telling us about it, and I'll just cut that out. Nobody will know.
Okay, so Rock Bottom, I dated this guy, and he was a real turd. And
which, this is funny because you have another song called If You Think This Song's About You, It Probably Is. Or something like that. Forgive me if I got that wrong, but then this one literally is about a dude. So I reckon maybe you have a muse there.
Well, okay, so the If You Think It's About You, It Probably Is song, I wrote it about my friend who always was asking me, like, is that song about me? Is that song about me?
Oh, okay, all right.
And I was like, no, it's not about you. This is a love song, and I do not love you. Like, we're friends, and that's it. And then I had this really weird night, and he kept staring at my mouth. And I was like, whoa, this is strange. And I went home and wrote a song about how this funny story would be, like, if I fell in love with him. And so I named it If You Think It's About You, It Probably Is, so he wouldn't even ask.
Okay, all right. I've totally derailed you from telling us about Rock Bottom.
I ended up marrying him.
So that song's about the cabinet maker.
Yeah. Okay, so Rock Bottom, I dated this guy, and he was a real turd. And that song, that
you're
word
very
is
consistent
really
in your messaging
this,
there.
Yeah, well, it's important to the story, Chris.
I see.
So, he got a little rough on me and my dog, and I threw all the stuff on the lawn like the redneck I am, and I made him leave. And then I wrote this song because I realized that he was like what Rock Bottom looked like for me and for humanity, because who hits a dog? And I mean, I'm sassy, so I can understand the anger with me sometimes, but like, not the dog. So, anyway, I wrote this song, and I decided to record it because I thought it was kind of funny, and I thought, you know, I could name every woman I know who feels this way about a man, you know.
Yeah, like, right.
We've all got that one person. So, I put it on there. Well, I offered my album up for pre-sale because, you know, I'm broke and gotta pay for it somehow, and this guy pre-ordered the album that I wrote the song about, and I was like, oh my gosh, what is this? This is gonna be so awkward because he's gonna know it's about him. And I called my friend and was like, what do I do? I don't, like, this is awkward. And she said, just keep the money. But with shipping, it was $15. And I couldn't think of anything $15 worth of fun that was going to make up for what he did to me. So when it came time to, like, pack the CDs, I got to his name and got to his envelope. And I followed that dog that he hit around until he pooped. And I smeared that CD in his poop and I mailed it to him.
Holy moly. All right. I didn't know I was going to get a dose of Jerry Springer up in here tonight.
You can use the postal service for revenge.
Clearly. Clearly, yeah. You've mastered that tactic. Okay, so the vengeful Chelsea Nolan will be at the Grove in Glasgow Saturday along with Leslie Towns. Oh, my goodness. Listen, I listened to your songs earlier before we hooked up, and I was like, wow, these are some great lyrics. And I had all these sort of philosophical questions in my head, and we have gone completely off the rails, and I love it.
I mean, I can rein it in.
Yeah.
I'm an onion. Like on Shrek, there's lots of layers to me. So
like on Shrek.
I've mailed dog poop and I've got 2 college degrees. So
so to heck what everybody thinks. All right. Yeah. No, but in all seriousness, your songwriting is great. I mean, it's very visual. You really paint a lot of pictures, and you leave a little bit. There is that quality of your writing to where people can find their own application for the words, right? But at the same time, you're really painting like a really vivid picture of situations and things like that.
Well, that's nice of you to say. Thank you.
Okay. That's the end of my big philosophical rant about your songwriting. Tell us more about how you got revenge on boyfriends.
Oh, what a pain in the butt. Sorry.
Hey, listen, cell service in Stanton, I'm not putting a lot of eggs in that basket, so it's no problem.
I mean, there's probably more eggs in your basket than there are stoplights here. So,
I know. So anyway, what I said was, that is the end of my rant on how philosophical your lyrics are, something like that.
Yeah.
And then I said, tell us about more revenge on ex-boyfriends.
Yeah, I think that's the only one I've ever really been mad enough about to, like, do something.
That's good news for everybody right there.
Yeah. Yeah, usually I'm just like, not worth my time. But, I mean, when you start wrapping my dog up into your drama,
yeah,
that's when we got a problem.
Right,
yeah.
Right, yeah.
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 We got poop.
I keep thinking of that line in Oh Brother. What did he say? Not the cattle, George.
Yeah. My dog, he does kind of look like a cow. He's a Great Dane Mastiff.
Lord. That's not a dog. That's a bear. What are you talking about?
Yeah. He's like a little cow. He's cute, though.
Well, little cows are cute. All right, so we're talking to Chelsea Nolan in the parking lot of her mother's long-closed flower stand because it's 9-something out there. And Stanton, Kentucky, she's coming over to Glasgow to the Grove Saturday night along with Leslie Downs. And do you have any other gigs lined up? You playing any of these festivals or anything?
Yeah, I'm playing a festival around there that day at like noon. The name of it is escaping me right now.
We're at in Franklin.
I think it's Sun something. I know that this is bad and I hope that you edit this out.
Nope.
Oh no.
The Summer Vibes Fest in Franklin.
Yeah, that's
it. Is that what you're talking about? Okay, yeah. Here's the dumb thing. I should have known that because the whole back half of the show is going to be that because everybody's playing at that thing.
Well, I'm playing at like noon at that thing.
Okay, all right. And then you're coming back up to Glasgow and then what, heading back home to the Eastern time zone? You don't know?
I might sleep in my car. I don't know. I fly by the seat of my britches and
clearly.
I'm not real sure, but I know I'm playing Thursday at the Borough in Lexington, mm-hmm. and I'm playing Friday at Manchester Music Festival
Yeah, Josephine's are on that, and then they're on that thing Saturday too.
Oh yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, I've got a lot going on this weekend, and that's exciting because, I mean, prior to COVID, I was going like 5, 6, 7 days a week, like as much as I could, and wherever I could. And this is like the most action I've had in a long time. Like 4 shows in 3 days. That feels really good.
Hey now.
Yeah.
Make sure you pack, a toothbrush, extra change of clothes for that deal.
Yeah, I will. You never know when the seams on your britches might rip, so you gotta have extra pants.
You're telling me. You don't know the half of it, sister. All right, so along with Leslie Downs Saturday at the Grove in Glasgow, you will find Chelsea Nolan, who I'm sure is much sweeter than all the stories she's told me. Oh, look at that. Candace just sent me a Dropbox link. I bet it's for more music for the show there at the Grove. All right, so we talked. I listened to your music in between when we texted and when we got on the horn here. And I listened to the songs, and another one that I liked that you brought up, because I asked you what we should play, was Build a Fire. Tell us a little bit about that, and we'll wrap her up here.
All right. Well, I wrote this song one night when I was, like, sitting around a fire. I hang out at this place in Irvine. That's just this guy's land, and everybody goes and hangs out on Tuesday nights, and whoever gets there first has to build the fire. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you get there second, third, fourth, you just watch the person build the fire. So I've watched a lot of people build fires, and I realize, like, you can really tell a lot about somebody the way they do this, because they either put too much wood on it and suffocate it, or there's not enough wood or too much air, or they're just ornery and they're throwing, like, gasoline on it. Anyway, there we go.
Okay. Last thing we heard was throwing gasoline on it.
Yeah. So you can throw gasoline on the fire. You can make it really complicated and, like, use flint. So I'd watched a lot of people build these fires, and it hit me. This is a thing. Well, I made a mental note of that, but then one night, long night, I was staring at the fire, and it hit me, like, dude, how weird would that have been if you're just, like, twiddling with some sticks real fast because you're nervous, and then, like, it caught on fire. Like, how?
So some caveman's nervous tick is how we discovered fire.
Yeah, maybe.
Wasn't lightning.
I don't know. I'm just like, dude, that had to have been so weird. And then he wanted to share it with his friends because, right, when you do something cool, you got to show it off. And that's why social media is a thing. So, you know, he's like shares it with his friends, and his friends are like, whoa, that's cool. But now I want my own thing. And I was like, what if fire is what kind of sparked finding your passion for people, you know? And so then I started correlating fire to passion, which is also, you know, that I wasn't the first person to put those two things together. And that's how Build a Fire was born.
Well, there we go. All right. So we go from slinging dog poop in the mail to this very enlightened and eureka moment you had around a bonfire that birthed this wonderful song called Build a Fire. Chelsea Nolan, along with Leslie Downs, at the Grove on Saturday in Glasgow. Hunt them up on Facebook, The Grove-KY. What about your digital, social, whatever? How do we find you out there in the internet?
Oh, yeah. So, almost everything, I'm like Chelsea Nolan Music is my handle, except for Facebook, and that's Chelsea Nolan Music KY. Because there's another one of me in Ireland somewhere.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, I'm sure she's not.
I bet you guys would get along. I bet y'all would get along.
So I'm on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon. I'm everywhere.
Yeah. Just
Find me.
Well, every Irish girl I've ever known liked to drink and gripe about men, so I bet y'all get down. Okay, so yeah, and of course, here it is Wednesday night. The show will air, 20-odd hours from now, but I always make a Facebook post on the station page and tag all the artists. So we'll tag in that. People can just click on it and do the thing. So right on.
Thank you.
Chelsea, terrific conversation. Appreciate it. Love your songs. Hope you have a good time at the Grove on Saturday. And this is Build a Fire, the local show, brought to you by Kentucky Music Company and by the Grove in Glasgow on 98.3 The Edge.